USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when asked if the Texas Democrats who fled the state to avoid voting on a bill caused a super spreader event at the White House, Psaki continues by saying breakthrough cases do happen.
We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof.
At least five of those state senators have tested positive for COVID-19 and a White House staffer. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his crew from the Blue Origin flight holding a press conference on Tuesday after a successful space flight, Bezos saying that he wants to have more manned missions to space in the future.
We're going to fly human missions twice more this year. And what we do in the following year, I'm not sure yet.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Republicans are being named to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the 8 representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As coronavirus cases continue to spike across the country, doctors are speaking out as far as what you can do to protect yourself against the Delta variant.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Maury McCary on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current public health administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York's Attorney General is announcing a $1.9 billion settlement with three major opioid distributors. Cardinal Health, McKesson Incorporation, and AmerisourceBergen have all agreed to pay up. Attorney General Lolita James saying the settlement holds these companies accountable for the opioids that have killed hundreds of thousands of people, not only in the state, but the rest of the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.